Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kiwanee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kiwanee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution, and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting. His ability to move, to really drive the football, you know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us. So food and families. Us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Galvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Election Day is 1 week from today, and we're going to have all the coverage you're looking for, from the presidential race to all of the down ballot races. Civic Media's Election Night Special will have insight and analysis you will only get from us. Join us. I will be there. You will be there. Pat Kreitlow will be there. Todd Alba will be there. We're all going to be reporting out of Madison. Join us on election night starting at 6 p.m. and all throughout the night. It's probably going to be a late night for several people.
Yeah.
But join us next Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. Pete Schwabe and me will be kicking things off for our coverage on election night. Very excited to have our guest back. Mary Hayes is the chair of the Chequamegon Democrats covering Bayfield and Ashland counties. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jane. Thank you. It was fun listening in with Pat earlier and getting in some chair dancing. You know.
Absolutely.
I got to come back more often so I can do that.
We love chair dancing. We are very, very pro chair dancing here on Matt Nair on Air. Pat's got a great show again, 6 to 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network, Up North News. If you want to check him out, and I know you were listening in, Mary, about some Republicans are seeming that they will vote quietly. They are going to vote for Kamala Harris, but they're just not going to say it out loud, and they may not necessarily share that information with close family and friends. Are you feeling that in your area at all when you knock on doors?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's hard to gauge how big it is, but the fact that we actually have Republicans invite us into their home when we're door knocking to have a conversation, I think is really telling. And I personally have had that happen several times this summer. And so I think it shows that, you know, people are more in the middle in their voting most of the time.
Right.
That's where stuff gets done.
No, right.
You know, the extremes of either party never get stuff done. They influence, but eventually the real work gets done in the middle and everybody gives up a little bit. And then you take a step forward and then you take a step forward again the next time. And that's what people want. You know, and as we talk to them about what our candidates have done, and, you know, you talk about Tammy Baldwin, for example, one of the most bipartisan senators in the U.S. Senate, constantly reaching across the aisle to find that middle ground. Of course, Republican senators willing to do that are becoming smaller and smaller, it seems. But nonetheless, she finds them, you know, and that's what we represent, is finding that way to the middle to get people what they need. And I think people are tired. They're real tired of the gridlock in Madison. They're tired of the gridlock in D.C. And I think, you know, this fascist rally in Madison Square Garden on Saturday. If anybody even read some of what went on there, their hair should be on fire. They should be shocked. And I think that, you know, could be the mic drop, you know, for some of these Republicans. But there is a movement of women running around in public bathrooms at grocery stores and Quick Trips and whatnot, and putting post-it notes up that saying, remember, nobody knows how you vote once you get in that booth, trying to encourage women who obviously are sick and tired of male politicians telling them what to do with their bodies and a lot of other things.
Especially when they don't understand how the female body works. That's the one thing that makes me so crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think Michelle Obama had a great speech the other night.
She did.
She talked about that. You know, that there's a lot of complexity there. Doctors will tell you that is the most life-threatening condition that women have.
Pregnancy is.
Pregnancy, yes. Pregnancy is the most life-threatening condition that women have. It's a dangerous time. It doesn't always go perfectly. And
there's one gentleman whose name escapes me right now, but he actually said that it was his understanding that women can only miscarry during their first pregnancy. Which is just loony.
Well, and you know what else is loony? Is these Republicans who try to tout that, well, you know, I'm okay if there's abortions with rape and incest, are basically saying that someone has to violate a woman's body or a young child's body before it's okay to have an abortion. That's just bizarre when you think about it.
Well, and I think too, Mary, if the situation were ever reversed and the government came to men and said, sorry, we want to prevent, you know, unplanned pregnancies, so every boy when he turns 14 is going to get a vasectomy, and then when he is financially and emotionally stable enough, he can have it reversed. The outcry would never stop.
When he's 55, I don't really...
You mean to get to the point where it can be reversed?
For clarification, I just wanted you to... That person was state representative Jeff Burkhart of Clarksville, Tennessee, who said this.
About the miscarriage?
Yes.
Only in the first pregnancy.
I always like to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, that's important.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's important. Mary Hayes is our guest. She's the chair of the Shequamagon Democrats in Ashland and Bayfield counties. And the first time, Mary, we had you on, we were talking about Tom Tiffany, who all of a sudden, seemingly out of nowhere, came out with, let's turn the Apostle Islands into a national park. And I've talked to everybody, and everybody loves the idea, so let's just all jump on board with that. That's not the case. There's a really good article in the Wisconsin Examiner from August. It's from early August, but we'll put this in our show notes. There are mayors up there who are like, you never talk to me about this.
Yeah, and we refer to him up in the north as Toxic Tom Tiffany. You know, interestingly enough, he hasn't appeared in the north of his district in over 2 years. We haven't seen him anywhere. We usually, you know when he's around for one of his quote-unquote listening sessions. So it's ironic that he's touting something that would affect that northern peninsula of the state the most, and then have Senator Romaine Quinn, another Republican who hasn't been in our area for over a year, fly out to D.C. to support it. So yeah, there isn't a mayor in the area. There isn't a township in the area. There isn't a county supervisory council that supports it, not one. Ted Doherty, the mayor of Bayfield, Mary Motif, the mayor of Washburn, the entire Bayfield County Board of Supervisors put a resolution through the town of Washburn, city of Washburn, put resolutions through saying absolutely not. You know, there's been no economic impact study done, no infrastructure impact study done, no maintenance impact study done. And Mr. Tiffany is well known for not supporting any of those kinds of infrastructure maintenance for national parks or national lakeshores. They're behind on maintenance as it is.
Right.
No understanding of the impact to roads. If you've ever driven Bayfield, it's not a four-lane road. It's a little tiny town, then the road winds down to a marina. Parking is a major issue today, let alone if it would, you know, people would come up there more often and have, you know, a greater number. Then we talk about affordable housing. We have an affordable housing problem right now.
Yep.
You know, so many people came up during COVID and bought up small homes, and now they rent them out, you know, for Airbnb. And, you know, thanks to Tom Tiffany and others in the legislature when he was there, who put in rules that towns can't control that.
Really? I thought it was all about local control, Mary. I thought the Republicans are all about send it back locally. They can decide locally how this should be done. I'm just shocked.
I know. We're all so stunned, aren't we?
So, Mary, and, go on.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, then who benefits from this whole thing, Mary, if it's not the people and the environment?
Good question.
Who is, tell me who is the benefactor.
Well, let's step back and consider how Tom Tiffany is in the back pocket of mining companies.
Oh.
Who's been pushing toxic mining in the North? Tom Tiffany. Right? Who's on the Federal Lands Committee? Tom Tiffany.
Oh.
So with a national park, it opens up Sand Island to development. So that could be condos. It could be a larger marina than what exists within the National Lakeshore now, or mining, or logging, or all kinds of other rape of a beautiful, pristine area. So mark my words, Tom's got something up his sleeve, and he's got some developers behind him that want to see this happen.
Yeah, it just, I don't know, call me crazy, but it almost feels like he is more interested in taking care of his lobbyists and his donors than the people who actually live in his district. I know that's a shocking thing to say.
So shocking.
I know.
I clutch my pearls.
There's a paragraph in this, there's a paragraph in this article in the Wisconsin Examiner. Tiffany points to support his proposal has received from Republican allies in the legislature and officials from local governments further south of the lakeshore. He contends opponents of the bill are unnecessarily saying no to increased economic development.
Yeah, well, everybody loves to have some economic development up here, but we would like to have it in the form of good paying manufacturing jobs. We would like to see our forest resources used in a way that might create some more jobs besides just logging and sending it somewhere else. You know, more of that kind of thing would be really appropriate for that whole corridor along Highway 2. You know, we've got some really talented people, and we do have a couple of really notable industries up here that do some custom machine building and that type of thing, but we can use more of that.
We're going to continue our conversation with Mary Hayes, the chair of the Squamagon Democrats in Ashland and Bayfield counties. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor, the man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families, us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have a presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and they rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number's the same, 855-752-4842 if you want to call or text or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. We are joined by Mary Hayes. She's the chair of the Shawangunk Democrats covering Ashland and Bayfield counties. And we've been talking about Tom Tiffany, representative for that area, and his kind of surprise announcement that he wants to turn the Apostle Islands into a national park and some of the ramifications of that, Mary. And you were saying, too, and I've been to Bayfield. Bayfield's one of my favorite places in Wisconsin. It's wonderful. It's charming. The people are lovely. But it's tiny. It is tiny. And as far as lodging and everything, so Tiffany's all about, it's going to bring more, you know, tourism and economic benefits and all of this stuff. But they're already facing a housing shortage, as you had mentioned, for people who work there, for the waiters and the waitresses and the stylists. And those people have to move further out because, as you said, right, during the pandemic, people came in and bought properties up, and then now they're renting them as a rental property.
Yep.
Exactly. You know, they may use it for vacationing, you know, two, 3 weeks out of the year. And then the rest of the time they're making money off of it, which, you know, I don't have a huge problem with that. But that's been, I think, for our area, even, you know, Ashland as well, that has become an issue. Luckily, both county boards in both Ashland and Bayfield counties recognize that, and they're doing work with UW Extension and the housing folks there to try to address that. But, you know, that doesn't happen just snapping your fingers.
Right.
You know, and
that all takes, you know, time.
It does. It takes time. You have to acquire the land. You've got to convince communities this is a good thing to do. And then, you know, frankly, the other part of it is elder care up here because, you know, we have an aging population, and as does everyone. And but particularly in an area where, literally, think about this for a minute. There are only 16,000 people in Ashland County, 16,000 people in Bayfield County. And Bayfield County is one of the largest counties by landmass in the state of Wisconsin. So while we're small in population, people are spread out all over.
Right.
And then when an elder needs care, right?
Yep.
Where does that fall? It falls to the families, usually, you know, which is why it's so exciting to hear Kamala Harris talk about
in-home help. Yes.
In-home health care, yes, and having Social Security be able to pay for that. You know, so anyway, I digress a bit there, but you know, we have a lot of needs that are reflective of everyone else, but it's harder because you drive 40 miles to get anything. You drive 40 miles to get to healthcare. You drive 40 miles to get to a doctor, you know,
it's just not sustainable. It's just not sustainable. Yeah. Tom Tiffany does actually have a challenger this year. Kyle Kilborn is racing against Tom Tiffany in the 7th Congressional District, and we're going to have him on the show on Friday.
Yes.
And have a chance to talk to him. I just worry it's always tough when you go up against an incumbent, and it sounds like Tom Tiffany has a lot of, and I'm sure, small individual donor money behind him, she says, dripping with sarcasm.
Right. He's got some on your lip right there.
Let me get the sarcasm off.
Sorry, a little bit of drool there. The Ulines and Quick Trip owners and, a number of the normal.
Diane GOP, Hendricks, the big spenders.
Diane Hendricks, they're all the big spenders and they're all supporting Tom. And it's really sad because the man doesn't represent us anymore. You know, he's part of the Freedom Caucus. He's a Just Say No. When I asked him why he voted against veterans 2 years ago when he did dare to come into the area here, he said, I support veterans. I said, no, you don't. You voted against the PAC Act, which was the act that allowed those in Desert Storm that were exposed to toxic burn pit fumes to be able to get care for all these cancers and various things that are happening to them now. And he voted against it. I said, so explain to me how you can be for veterans and do that. Well, there was a lot of Christmas gifts on that were going to increase the deficit. I said, really? But yet you voted for a $3 trillion tax break for the wealthy and corporations in 2017 under Trump, which has put $5 trillion on our budget deficit. So, and suddenly now you've got a problem with that. I said, I find that rather odd.
Then there was a smoke-sized version of Tom Tiffany in front of you as he bolted away.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, this is why he's never coming back, Mary.
That's so frustrating.
I think the vast majority of Wisconsinites are finally seeing through this. And as you said when we first started, Mary, are tired of nothing getting done.
Right. I mean, ask yourself, what good piece of legislation that positively impacted a broad swath of Wisconsinites has he put through in the last 6 years? What has he done? I can't name one single thing.
And Fitzgerald are like, they just get to be in their seats and no one bothers them.
And they don't
them.
Have to do anything.
Yep.
Glenn Grothman is the
thing.
Same way.
Yeah.
They don't have to produce anything. They don't have to actually do anything on behalf of their constituents. They just keep voting them in over and over and over.
And Tiffany had the worst voting record of anyone in Congress. He never showed up to even vote half the time.
He's got vacations to do, Mary. He's got other priorities.
Kayak and monocle.
Exactly. There's things to do, not in his district that he's going to go do.
I find it hilarious that recently Kyle Kilborn caught him off guard about the post office in Wausau.
Well, we'll follow up with Kyle because he's going to be here on Friday.
Thank you for the tip.
Maybe give Tom Tiffany a chance to be on vacation longer. Yeah. Just a thought when you go cast your ballot. Mary Hayes, love having you on the show. For the chair of the Shequamagon Democrats. Go vote. It's very important. News is coming up next when we return. No, you can't give yourself a nickname. That's not how it works.
Oh, darn it.
That's on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. To another world.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has come under fire for not placing enough scrutiny on concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, and tensions have been building in one Wisconsin county for years. Mike Moen reports.
Eastern Wisconsin farmer Nancy Utesh leads the advocacy group Kewaunee Cares, one of 13 organizations that sued the EPA over its lack of enforcement of factory farms. The agency itself has admitted that fewer than 30% of CAFOs have Clean Water Act permits. Still, the Ninth Circuit Court this month struck down the petition.
What we need is the really hardcore, meaningful solution building here.
Utesh says because the EPA has been slow to act, CAFOs have found ways to rapidly expand. According to Food and Water Watch, Kewaunee County has 36 factory farms, which produced over 2 billion pounds of waste in 2022, creating water contamination concerns. In their denial, the judges said even though the EPA acknowledges these issues, it's promised to further study manure pollution guidelines and commission a stakeholder subcommittee was not an unreasonable response. Utesh says as the legal wrangling plays out, farming communities continue to grapple with how to respond to the growing presence of industrial agriculture. That includes convincing enough community members to raise their voices.
The social dynamic of speaking out, it may affect your church group, school, any other activities you do, your job.
Advocates point to a key loophole in the permitting process. Under the current EPA rule, as long as factory farms are applying waste in accordance with a nutrient management plan, any discharges related to stormwater runoff are exempt from regulation. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families. Us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board. You can always join the show at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk hates that we continue to call Twitter. Just a reminder, Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, is out on the road this week with the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And today they're stopping in Viroqua, Wisconsin, in the western part of the state. Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project is there too. Reed Galen of the Union. If you're out in that area, go say hello to Todd and Trigby and Reed and check him out on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour as they hit the road for this week before the election. Of course, we will wrap up the show as we do every day now with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Finish Watch Edition.
Maybe it's fine.
It's fine-ish. That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. All right. You don't give yourself a nickname. That's not how nicknames work.
No.
It's just a basic.
Yeah.
You get a nickname because your friends decide this is funny, this is a good reflection of you. We're going to call you this.
Yeah. Do you have one?
I do. My nickname all through high school was Rhoda.
That makes all the sense. Calvin, ask your meemaw or peepaw about television.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show was big at that time. Rhoda Morgenstern was a character on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah.
And Rhoda wore scarves that she tied around her head. And I started to wear scarves tied around my head. Hence, I got the nickname Rhoda. And some of those people still call me that. And I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
That is my assigned nickname. What about you?
My mom tried to make one stick when I was a kid. And for even a couple of years ago, she was like, people still call you that, right? I'm like, they never called me this. The nickname was Metro because when I was 12, while biking, I was hit by a City of Waukesha Metro bus.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is like, it was fine. I lived. I'm here. Congrats. But the nickname never really happened.
It didn't take off.
It never. And she still tried to make it a thing. I'm like, no one calls me that.
I'm sorry, Mom.
And the closest thing I have to a nickname, and this is so sad that I say it out loud, is people will just be like, what's up, Greg Bach? They'll just say my first and last name
all
quickly.
The time.
Yeah. Greg Bach. What's going on, Greg Bach? I'm like, oh.
So that's your nickname.
I guess, yeah. How boring is that, huh?
Calvin, do you have a nickname? Did your friends give you a nickname, or friends or family?
Besides what we've given you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's really boring. I don't even know if it counts, but people in my family call me Cal. That's about it.
That's not a nickname.
Yeah, yeah, that's just a shortened version of my name.
That's just lazy.
So I've never had a good nickname, but my younger brother, when he was in elementary school, it came out of Little League Baseball, but from the time he was like 10 till the time he was like 14, some people call him O-Dog, and it just came from a Little League Baseball chance.
Is his name Otis?
His name's Owen.
Owen. Okay. I was hoping it was Otis.
Oh, but that's a nickname.
What's up, O-Dog?
That's a nickname. That qualifies.
It qualifies, and it also has the, like, it was given to him by other people. It's not his name.
Right.
So there we go.
It's a play on his name.
I was in a band once with a guy who referred to himself as Train. He gave himself that nickname.
Can't do that.
He went and the lead singer of the band told me, he's like, yeah, we were at a bar one night, and he literally said out loud, he said, I think I'm gonna start calling myself Train. And that night, when he met some ladies, he goes, hi, my name is such and such. People call me Train. You can too.
Wow. Did it work?
No. Well, yes, it worked because he made it a part of his, he was a solo artist too. So
okay.
Yeah. And just as I'm helpful here with the show notes. I just want to let you know. I looked up the psychology of someone who gives themselves a nickname.
Oh, good.
It can be related to desires of self-absorption, shallowness, or a need for approval.
Oh, no kidding.
Could it possibly fit with the subject matter of this entire discussion point?
Yeah, there is a reason why we brought this up.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
That guy,
Elon Musk, who's going to be the director of cost cutting, apparently, in a second Trump administration, first started calling himself Dark MAGA. But Calvin, you have a clip, a more recent clip, of Elon's new nickname for himself. Let's hear that.
I'm not just MAGA. I'm Dark Gothic MAGA.
Dark Gothic MAGA?
And listen to the dozen of people care about that. I mean, Dark Gothic MAGA?
Elon, it doesn't work that way. I know you have no friends.
Oh.
I know you have no friends. And that's why we're going to help you.
Yeah.
And give you some nicknames.
Yeah.
Now, we have ours here on Matt and Air on Air. It's yep. Jabba the Musk.
Or Elon the Hutt, if
or
you want.
Or Elon the Hutt. That yep. works, too. But we are looking for other suggestions, friendly suggestions, FCC compliant suggestions,
mm-hmm.
for a nickname for Elon so he doesn't feel so alone.
I don't think he also understands how a nickname works. A nickname is usually like O-Dog. Let's take O-Dog, for example. Now, granted, it's both Owen and O-Dog are both two syllables, but it's a fun play
right.
on the name.
Right.
You don't give yourself more syllables in your name for a nickname. Your name is Elon. You call you E-Dog or Lonnie or Jack Elon. I don't know. Call you some, but like Dark Gothic MAGA, that's a terrible Harry Potter name or a worse Dungeon Master name.
Andrew from Maine on the text line. I moved before my junior year of high school and one of the football players decided I should be called Shorty. I was 6'5".
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yes.
That is a nickname.
Yes.
That someone you know gives to you. You don't just assign a nickname to yourself, Elon. I'm sorry. That's not how it works.
No. Also, like I think the problem I have is that we have Dark Brandon. The fact that Joe Biden already has taken Dark, like he
well,
took,
and that
he took
was
Brandon,
given, then that was given yeah. to him. Yes,
he took the insulting Brandon moniker, and we worked it around and gave him Dark Brandon. It looks even cooler. So then he's like, "I'm Dark MAGA,
Gothic MAGA,
Darth." Why don't you just call yourself Darth? You just want to call yourself Darth MAGA, like you are the world's worst Sith Lord.
Lynn from Oconomowoc on the text line, Skinny Linny. That was my nickname growing up. Mine? At least it wasn't my cousin's heart fart.
John Hartman from Hubertus said we just call him Cretan.
Cretan. Oh, for Elmo?
Yeah.
Since a musk turtles are called Stink Pot from Mark from Prairie du Sac, I suggest Stinky or Stink Pot. Ooh.
I like.
Mark.
I like.
Stinky?
Stink Pot the Musk. Let's just use
Stinky
all of
the Musk.
We can just call them all the Stinky, Stink Pot. Oh,
855.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
855-752-4842. FCC compliant.
Yes.
A nice, friendly, affectionate nickname for Elon Musk. We're just trying to help him out. Guy doesn't have any friends.
Don't call yourself Dark Stinky. Just call yourself Stinky.
Just that works.
Stink Pot.
That
Calvin?
Works.
Well, I'm going to come up with, try to match his nickname a little. So he went with Gothic, which I don't know why he would choose that aesthetic. So yeah. I think Cyber Musk is a better nickname.
Cyber Musk. But just like it's not the Robovan, it's the Robovan. Let's call him Cyber Musk. Okay, nothing? All right, fine. I'm fine. I'm alone in my
Sometimes
alone in my
you
principles.
Just got to throw it out there, Greg, to see what happens. You got to.
Nicole from Madison might have the best one.
Oh,
Putz de Leon.
Oh.
Putz de Leon.
Oh, Nicole, that's good.
Muskrat. I mean, folks, you are delivering today.
Chris, Muskrat. We got Andrew. Elon could be the autocorrect. Elong and elongate for how long he just keeps stretching things out. I'm liking Putz de Elon.
Putz de Leon. Oh my God!
Oh, that Nicole, that is so good.
And then stink, and then to make the kids laugh, Stink Pot, because kids would laugh when you'd be like, you know.
Robo Musk is another one. Anne from Chippewa Falls. Trump called him Leon Musk, so we can call him Noel, which is Leon backwards.
There it is. He's a Christmas boy.
That works.
Oh my gosh, this is wonderful. This is giving me. Just so much fun feels today. I just completely enjoy this.
Stinky Musk is also very popular, seems to be.
Maybe we should
855-752-4842 or taking your suggestions.
Anyone like it just I'm trying to think of any Yeah, I mean, these are all wonderful. They're better than what I'm thinking about, honestly. Plus, they're also FCC compliant.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
We need to keep them FCC friendly.
Yeah.
Here on the show, we call him Jabba the Musk or Elon the Hutt.
Why do we call him that, Jane?
Because our friend in Shorewood, Scott, there and his friend made a plastic compilation between Elon and Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, right there.
You can see it if you're watching on the live stream.
We need to get some powder on him. He's got a shiny face.
A little bit. He's a little shiny. Yeah. Still taking your suggestions for Elon's nickname because he's calling himself Dark Gothic MAGA.
Stinklon. We got Stinklon from Jim and Appleton.
Stinklon.
Stinklon also sounds that very works. Robotic, like very futuristic, like I am Stinklon.
Stinklon. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's got potential.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'll get these to him.
Oh, I'm on Twitter. I'll do it. I'll do all of them. I'll just put a long list.
And just tell him we're doing this because we want him to know he's not alone.
Stinky, we're doing this for you. We're not laughing at you.
No.
We're laughing around you.
There, sure.
Yeah.
Just so you know, again, because you don't get to assign yourself a nickname that isn't how nicknames work. What was your nickname?
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes left. 855-752-4842. I was Rhoda in high school. Some friends from high school still call me Rhoda.
I just think you can't keep having kids because, like, you know, like, just because you're having a lot of kids, Elon, doesn't mean they're going to be your friends.
There's that.
Yeah, that doesn't make them friends. They just...
Elmer, because he is the color of glue. Rick from Mequon.
Oh, my God. All I can just think about him is, oh, I think I told you this, too. When he jumps in the air and he does that, like, really dumb jump and he, like...
Tries to be an X?
He tries to be the letter X.
Oh, Elon.
I know. Seriously, when you start to talk about this stuff, and, like, I've said this before on the show, there is a part of me that has a deep sense of empathy for Donald Trump because of the family he came from. Like, granted, he's rich, but he came from awful parents who never loved him, and he was never shown love. I can't imagine on the things I know about Elon's parents, it was much different. So it's like that idea just where you just turn the knob a little bit of love. Who would he be now? He's constantly looking for approval. He's constantly looking for respect. He needs his dad to say he loves him. And just like with Donald Trump's father, it's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Eric from Tosa, since Donald Trump misidentify him, he is forever Leon to me. And also an insult to for. Like that.
We can be fancy, call him Leon.
Eric from Lodi, Apartheid Musk. And Mike from Green Bay, listening on WGBW, pee on Tiny Tusk.
Ooh, that one's fun. I still do like Putz de Leon, though.
I think that's pretty good, Nicole.
Yeah, that one
is... We applaud you for that. Well done.
Yeah.
Putz to Elon. I'm sorry, Elon, but that's just the rules of nicknames.
Yeah.
It's one of those unwritten rules we all have to follow.
If you're going to give yourself one, it's incumbent upon us to make sure the one that we give you is not nice. Because you can get a nice one. Rhoda's a nice nickname.
It is. Affectionate.
So that, yeah. But when you give yourself one, we're like, well, no, we got to step in.
Yeah, now it's, yeah, no.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for your suggestions. We'll make sure that... Jabba the Musk gets a look at him.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help. Coming up, this shouldn't be a thing. Nice-ish watches edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media. What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor, the man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families. Us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that you used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting, is underway across Wisconsin. I voted on Friday. Greg, you voted yesterday.
I did.
If you're not quite sure what you're going to be doing next Tuesday, maybe you're not sure. Yeah, I'm going to go Tuesday. It should be fine. And then you get a flat tire or work calls and you can't get in or the kids get sick. Maybe you want to vote early and take advantage of it. It's super slick. It really is. If you've never voted early before, it took me about a half an hour. You only took 10 minutes.
Yeah. And I would say, folks, at this point, we're in going midweek of this, you know, don't go noon if you can.
Well, which is lunchtime. Yeah, so you want to avoid early mornings, yeah, lunchtime, and then probably after work.
Yeah. I would say I went around 1:30, 2 o'clock. That was great. I would say around like 10:30, 11 before the lunch rush comes in. But yeah, wear comfy shoes.
Yeah.
Bring a podcast if you need to. Bring a friend.
Bring a friend. Absolutely. Make it a thing.
Yeah. But it's imperative that we vote. We vote. And voting early is, if it's available upon us, we should do it.
And the other thing, too, that I think is pretty great, that when you vote early, you can just go to myvote.wi.gov and hit the ballot tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And that will tell you the entire process and reassure you that, yes, they got your ballot and it is going to be recorded.
Darn right. I love that feature. It's like it's on a little trip.
It is. It's great. All right. It's 11:53. That means, Calvin, it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is the Nice-ish watch edition. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Greg Bach, when we were talking about the grift of the week?
A pretty expensive grift, too, yeah.
Donald Trump, of course, came out a couple of weeks ago that he was selling these very, very expensive exclusive watches.
Mm-hmm.
CNN has a story from just about a week ago. Wearing his blue suit and red tie, Donald Trump appears presidential sitting behind a desk. A glimmer of gold sparkle swirls around his wrist. Not just any watch. These limited edition timepieces are designed for the president and bear the Trump name. The website boasts of the brand's Swiss-made power and precision with price tags up to $100,000. So this CNN reporter decided to track down who's making them and where are these exclusive watches coming from. The CNN investigation into the manufacture and distribution of the Trump-branded timepieces ended at an innocuous-looking shopping center in a small city in remote northern Wyoming. They share a parking lot, including an H&R Block, a Wendy's, a hemp shop, the nondescript office that serves as the mailing address for the Best Watches on Earth LLC.
God.
That building houses a daycare. The Best Watches on Earth LLC, the company behind this new line of watches, their address, there's a daycare in there. But no sign of the watches, Donald Trump says, puts you in a very exclusive club.
You mean that I can't pay my mortgage club anymore?
CNN also found dozens of other companies claiming that same address as their own.
Oh, my God.
Including a separate LLC that sells the Trump sneakers through a licensing deal with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There's a DC lobbying firm representing the government of Montenegro, also using that same address for the Best Watches on Earth LLC.
Are we on like a 90s political comedy right now? Because this is ridiculous.
There's also another company related to this. It's called Kingdom Honey LLC, the best honey on earth. It sells male enhancement honey products.
Don't look at me like that. Don't say those words and look at me like that.
You're sitting across from me. I don't have a lot of choice. The FDA has warned people not to take this after they found that an erectile dysfunction drug used in Viagra is in this honey. And that can react adversely if you're on other medications. That's very serious, actually.
How dare you tell me as a man what to do with my body?
You're right. I'm way outside my place. Anyway, if perhaps you were considering buying one of the best, most prestigious watches on earth, you may want to rethink that.
Yeah.
We're just throwing it out there. But I firmly believe this, no.
No, this should not be a thing.
No, it really, no.
No.
No. That is Calvin, today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
The Todd Alba Show is coming up right after the noon news. Todd is out on the road for the What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour. And they're going to be in Viroqua today in western Wisconsin, along with Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Then it's Maggie Dawn and Dom Salvia. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and texting, for listening. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, AJ Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families, us having a one-year-old son. And it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.